The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, what's going on? This is June. I wanted to tell you about one of our regulars, roommate Bob. He's got a shop down the street. It's called Modified in Screen Printing and Design. It's at 111 Southeast Division here in lovely Portland, Oregon. It's right next to Genie's. Go grab a cup of coffee at Genie's. Come by and check out Bob's stuff. They have men's, women's, and children's clothes. They have bags, garments, accessories. They also do custom screen printing. So your bar needs some tees. Go to Modified. Your band needs some tees to sell during the shows. Go to Modified. You want to fuck with one of your buddies and get a stupid picture put on your tee? Go to Modified. Also on the internet at modifiedprinting.com. We have a link on the show website too, so you can go there and it'll take you right to it. So go and see Bobo at Modified. Let him modify your mind.
Unlike his high school classmates who were already dreaming of solid careers as businessmen and professionals, Holden Caulfield had turned his soul loose to wander through quiet lands of its own. "You know that song," he would say, "if a body catch a body coming through the rye? I keep picturing all these little kids playing some game in this big field of rye and all. Thousands of little kids and nobody's around, nobody big. I mean, except me. And I'm standing on the edge of some crazy cliff. What I have to do, I have to catch everybody if they start to go over the cliff. I mean, if they're running and they don't look where they're going, I have to come out from somewhere and catch them. That's all I do all day. I'd just be the catcher in the rye and all. I know it's crazy, but that's the only thing I'd really like to be. I know it's crazy. Crazy indeed."
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Saturday, January 30th, 2010. And this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
My name's Jenny.
And it's just us, Jenny.
It's just two.
We're doing a show without Patrick. Patrick's got some other shit he's dealing with.
It takes two, baby.
It takes two to make things go by.
I know it'll be, June and I were talking about that it'll be interesting with only two people. And we're like, gosh, we'll be able to fill the time. And then we're like, wait, we both love to hear ourselves talk.
That and we just spent a half hour talking before we hit record. So I don't think it's going to be a fucking issue.
I don't think so.
I have a beer in my hand.
I have a Slurpee.
You have a hangover.
I have a hangover.
The hangover fairy is pooped on your brain.
It did.
Curls in your ear at night when you're so just nice and comfy with that drunk slumber, and it just lays a big juicy turd that covers your brain
right
and
on
shit.
Your frontal lobe.
Right. You're it's the creative. Well, sometimes hangovers can be somewhat creative. So I think it's your left hemisphere.
You don't know what
your
you're
right hemisphere
get.
Is your creative hemisphere, right? Correct? I think it is. Drawing on the right side of the brain, you ever read that?
No.
Good reading. It reads like a textbook.
I bet it's really boring.
It is. Today on the show, we have a bunch of shit that we're probably not going to talk to, so I'm not going to waste my fucking time.
Because we always forget.
Because I always go over our little syllabus of shit that we're going to go through, and we never get to fucking anything, so never mind. So we're going to get Movie Madness. So,
yay, we'll do that.
We'll do that. Actually, there's a bunch of shit. I do want to kind of go over the stand-up thing. But we'll talk about that in a sec because Patrick's not here and we want to do it all, you know, right. But what's up? What'd you do this week?
I didn't do much.
I didn't see you all week.
Yeah, I kind of laid low this week. I was broke, so I went to a movie. I went and saw Up in the Air.
How was it?
It was good. Definitely.
Is that the Clooney one?
Yeah. And you kind of think it's going to be... me and Megan and BT went to it, and about halfway through, BT said he thought, like, what the fuck kind of romantic comedy did these bitches bring me to? But it ends up being... I mean, it is kind of a romantic comedy, but it's got some substantial goodness to it.
Instead of having CGI, it's actually got a story plot and dialogue.
And George Clooney is fucking amazing. I love the guy. I think
love
he's
me
really
some
good.
Clooney, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Kind of just skyrocketed him in my brain.
Well, I think that is mine, too. The one that
got
me.
Before that, I didn't really
him.
Care. I mean, I could take it or leave him, but that one was kind of the one that I was like, wow, that guy's a good actor.
That he was in ER, and ER is, to me, is just such a fucking turd of a show.
There's so many shows like that, like medical, Grey's Anatomy.
How many times do you need a meteorite to hit the fucking ER?
Yeah.
I mean, everything was like this catastrophe. Like, didn't they actually have like a terrorist attack in
probably.
There?
Probably.
Fucking A.
It's like, well, it is a soap opera, you know, I mean,
it
kind of is. Like, it's not like Passions where they have, like, midgets and people get, you know, possessed by demons and their evil twin comes in. It's not, like, that obviously a soap opera, but...
Well, it wouldn't put it past their fucking writers to do it. Or, like, I bet they're, you know, a good one. I bet they would have had, or if they didn't, I have no idea. They were on for so fucking long. How long were they on?
I don't know.
Were they, I mean, like, they had to have been on over, like, 6 years,
right? I would say maybe even 10.
I mean, because Clooney was young when he was on that, and now, you know, he's
gray.
An older dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of ER.
I can't fucking watch it. I can't fucking sit there. There's no suspension of disbelief in that for me. I look at it and I go, you know what? I've been in ERs before.
Yeah, this
That's
is unrealistic.
That's where I go to get laid and there's no one in there to fucking blow me.
Do you think that doctors actually watch ER and they're like, yep, that's exactly what it's like at my job?
As they're getting their dick sucked by like 8 nurses.
Yeah.
I need 4 dudes and I need 4 chicks. I got some lefty and righty to be sucked and old
we'll
shafty
do some,
here.
We'll do some operating and medical things later after we all fuck for a while.
Once we get our certificates, our PhDs. Let's jump into a movie madness. This week, we have a movie madness sent to us by a listener that didn't fucking leave a...
Anonymous.
He didn't leave a name, but there was a... He or she didn't leave a name. And I'm not going to fucking call anybody back because I'm A, lazy, and I'm scared of people. I'll have Mingus do it. Oh, we got Mingus...
Mingus has a fan club.
Mingus has a fan club. The Dragon Slayer, which is somebody that's calling into our hotline. We kind of know who he is. He's a Portlander. He's a friend of a friend. He's a excuse me.
That was a good one.
Thank you. That was a total Barney, too. That was total, you know, unintentional. He is our intern Miranda's roommate who... got our number and he loves to call and
we love it.
I'm like, fuck it, call. I love funny's funny.
He always calls for Mingus though.
Yeah, he's,
he doesn't call for either of us or Patrick, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Mingus is laying next to me earlier and I was like, you have a fan. Mingus
he
doesn't
totally
he's oblivious.
So anyway, the first one here, okay, I'm gonna hit the first soundbite here and then we'll start guessing.
Oh, no. Wake up. Time to die.
I know this already.
That is so for... Okay, don't say anything.
You don't understand. This is my favorite line of the movie. This was in my head.
I've heard that
forever.
Line like a bazillion times.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Wake up. Time to die.
Anyway, movie...
Okay, don't say anything, but... Oh, God. That's going to drive me crazy.
It's a good documentary. It's awesome. We play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show called Movie Madness. I don't know why we dubbed it that because I guess we're stupid but fun. And we play this game through the show. And what we do is we play sound clips from a movie. And Jenny and today we play along. We try to guess what the movie is, but we hold our tongue even if we know it to the end of the show, and we reveal it at the end.
Yeah,
and you as a listener can also listen and be frustrated.
That way we can play more clips, because before if we got it in one clip, it was like, oh, game's over. Now we can't play
we
anymore.
Can a Bernice. We can a Bernice too.
Grumpy old men.
Grumpy old men too.
No, that's grumpier old men.
Oh, you know what? I love that movie.
I actually do, too.
That is one of my... I love Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
They're
right.
Fucking... I mean... Yeah. A grumpy old man.
And there's a line in that movie. He goes, what are you feeding that dog? He's a Hormel chili. Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
Is that Matthau?
Yeah. And
cantankerous old men.
The way that the movie Madness happened is that I worked in kitchens for years and years and years, and you know, well, you're working, you want to fucking spend the time doing something stupid besides working. So we'd come up with movie lines and say them out loud, then everybody try to guess them in the kitchen and shit. So that's where this came from. I
also just found out a fun fact the other day that I was going to bring up to you. I didn't realize that you were actually in a band called The Hideous Creatures, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
No, that's where the name came from, is okay, The Hideous Creature
Band. Okay, but
That was Mike Rarick.
And Jai.
No, Jai was never in it. No. It was Thaddeus McCrory came up with the name. We worked at this.
Chris Larson told me this. He talked to somebody at the Laurelhurst. I thought it was Jai, but maybe it wasn't.
The thing is I am not taking credit at all for coming up with the name. I always liked the name.
I thought it was funny. It cracked me up.
And so I just took it. I actually tried to get a hold of Thad. I have no idea how to get a hold of him. But fuck it. I don't think he gives a shit.
I think it's great.
It's a funny name. You know,
yeah.
Well, the originate where it came from is we used to work at this place called the Organ Grinder. And
I've heard of that.
And there was a Midway up there, what they called the Midway, which they had rollerball and shit, and you could get tickets.
Right.
And there would be somebody working behind the counter, Thad, and you would spend your tickets to get crappy fucking prizes.
Plasticky
the best
prizes.
Thing was a switchblade comb, which all of us had.
Fuck yeah.
Like, give me that switchblade comb. And so Thad had, there was this, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like, it looked like a bear that the mold had kind of gone askew on. And it was this plastic little thing. And he dubbed it the Hideous Creature. And then the Hideous Creature turned into the Hideous Creature Band. And then it's morphed into the Hideous Creature Show.
I love it.
So that's...
Fun fact.
I don't think I've ever talked about this during the recording. So that is the origination of the Hideous Creature. And I wonder who it was that talked to...
I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'll have to ask Chris. He called and left me a message and was like... He talked to me later and I was like, I didn't know this. And he's like, oh, I just assumed that you knew. I was like, I don't know.
No, that was... I was in the... At that time... God, what year was that? It was like...
80s?
92, maybe? I was in a band called the Disco Vikings.
Oh, that's good.
That was an original.
I like that.
I was like, disco and Vikings, two things that don't go together, but fucking hey.
It's
what
funny.
A funny word. Oh, my God. Stand up. Oh, wait. You know what? I want to talk about rest in peace, J.D. Salinger. The intro to the show today was somebody reading the first part of Catcher in the Rye.
I like that guy's voice, whoever that was.
That was, I think...
It reminded me of David Sedaris almost.
No, I don't think it was.
It wasn't David Sedaris.
Yeah, it was David Sedaris.
He just has that like funny little voice. Like, I love listening to David Sedaris read his shit.
You and I have a boner for David Sedaris.
Yeah, I do. I have a boner for the whole Sedaris family.
You like? I do too. Amy. Oh my God.
Amy.
I was. I was doing this thing for like a. What's one of the sites that you online where you meet people, girls?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, what's your favorite woman? And I went the body of Amy Sedaris with the mind of Liz Lemon.
Yeah.
I was like, that'd be perfect. Although like, I don't know if you could take Amy Sedaris' brain out.
She's too zany.
I wonder if you could shove both of them in there. There, you know, fuck that. That'd be too much.
It'd be overload.
But it'd be boner church. God damn, I'd go there every day.
June. Just found out that I have never read Catcher in the Rye, which he thought was crazy. And well, it's just one of those books that I just was like, oh, get around to reading it. And I never did.
It was one of the books that kind of got me into literature, that got me into reading. I think it was, the character Holden Caulfield he's younger than I was when I read it, but I can kind of, you know, associate myself with that. You know, me being an outcast and rich and in New York. And that kind of opened up like all of a sudden after that, there was a whole weird thing. Like a bunch of our friends were pseudo intellectuals. And so we would read.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, did you go through a period where like in high school, I didn't like read for pleasure. I just, you know, would read what the fuck the school made me read.
Right.
And then I went through a period in my early 20s where I just didn't read.
Oh, really? See, that's where I was reading like a fucking fiend.
I wish I remembered what book it was that I read that got me
Where's
back.
Where's Waldo?
And yes. that got me back into reading. But it was like a weird breakthrough where I was like, reading is fun.
Yeah, it's a
why have I not been doing this?
That's kind of one of those.
It's like you take a break from it. I don't know.
No, that's a situation that I was in. As soon as I read Catcher in the Rye, it made reading enjoyable or more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, and it kind of, in a way, like our nerd friends. Excuse me. I mean, we would skateboard and read. That's it.
I love it.
And so one person would read a book and then turn the other person on to it. And
yeah.
It was just this huge, like, book trading incestuous bullshit. And so the next thing was, like, Carlos Castaneda. We read all the Carlos Castaneda. You read that, right?
Mm-mm.
You know, okay, that's like the LSD. And then we started doing a bunch of acid and shit. Yeah. So. And then after that was like Tropic of Cancer, Tropic of Capricorn, and Anna Eastman and all that shit. And then
I tried to read
the Henry Miller shit.
I couldn't do it.
I loved it. We went crazy. And then what came after that for me was biographies and autobiographies.
I read a ton of biographies.
I think that
now what I like to read the most is memoirs. I love reading memoirs.
That's, you should read, I think I have it over there. It's where Henry and June, that movie was based on. It's the memoirs of Anna Eastman.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know. And plus, I used that to try to fuck every girl in the, you know, in Portland and be like, have you read Anna Eastman? It's delightful.
And they're like, oh my God.
Would you like some wine and cheese? By the way, I'm 21.
Do you like my scarf?
Let's go fuck in my closet. At Melrose. All right, here's another movie menace.
It's too bad she won't live. But then again, who does?
Oh my God, I feel like I
sounds pretty familiar, though.
I feel like I should know this right away. Yeah, it sounds very familiar.
It's very, very familiar. The so J.D. Salinger passed on, and from what I understand, this is what it kind of excites me now that I don't read anymore, and my brain is atrophying as we speak, is that they found a bunch of books, books that he'd written. And so I don't know, unless there's a stipulation in his will saying that fuck you, burn this shit or bury me with it, then we're gonna get some new J.G. Salinger books, which is kind of fucked up now because I don't know if I've outgrown it, but it'd be nostalgic to read.
Oh my God, if they'd release that.
That, and I'm getting one of those dolls. I'm going to read it.
God.
And ooh.
Those things are fucking.
I'm going to name it JD. I'll name it Zoe.
Those things are crazy. They're so expensive. People pay like.
Love is priceless.
God, that's
especially
true.
When
and
it
I
can't
like...
say no. Oh, God, let me adjust this fucking thing.
My headphones are like.
So also.
Cutting out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Shit.
I think it. No, it's okay. I think I just hit them.
Jenny needs to get headphones.
These stupid headphones
on them last week.
Have a volume control on them. And the first couple times that we tried to use them, I was like, I can't hear anything. And then we fucking realized that, like, turn it up, dumbass, and maybe you can hear something.
Yeah, that's what the word volume means.
Louder. Well, or quieter.
Not only does it say volume, it has a little a graph on it.
Yeah,
or
that
like
shows
a
you.
Diagram on it.
Which way to turn
that
it.
It shows you. Looks like a cornucopia.
There's practically an arrow pointing, like, look here, dummy.
Hey, fuckface.
Take a look at this.
Love the shit out of your eyes. We also this week recorded the Beastmaster, which we were talking about on last week's show.
I was not here. It was just June and Patrick.
And Chris came by.
Oh, nice.
And so what?
So how did that go?
That was a very, very intoxicating experience. I think the best part about it was we were shit-faced before we started recording, which smart me set up all the microphones and set up all that shit and got everything ready to go. And then we went to the pub to meet up.
Meet up.
And drank a bunch there, came back here. There was some absinthe leftover from
that
last
stuff
week.
Killed me.
And so we drank some of that. We drank a bunch of beer. And it turned out just three drunken fucking nerd morons watching the shittiest movie to ever be put onto fucking film. Which is, I take that back. It's not the shittiest movie. It still holds a little bit of, I still have a warm
I think
spot
it's,
in it.
Yeah, it's nostalgia.
Yeah, it does. You know what I like about just the two of us here?
What?
Is that we're eye locked.
We are. It's true. Like, but you know, when Patrick's here, we're looking all around, and right. Yeah, it's so funny. Just June and I sitting here like, talking into microphones and staring at each other.
Do you ever read Anna Easton and Kaler? Did I mention that I can buy Carlo Rossi?
I'm old enough to buy alcohol. You want to come into my closet? It's nice.
I've totally fucked like 8 times. I should show you a thing or two.
I've been with at least 2 girls.
One was invisible. I think it was a pillow. She's very receptive to.
She let me do whatever
I wanted.
She taught
me some things. It sucked. It ended up just being a fucking turd. It was so bad. I was kind of like, when I woke up the next day, I was afraid to listen to it, and I listened to it, and I was like, hey, this isn't too bad. And then I had to put it onto the Mac, the modified Mac, and man, that thing is, and I'm doing stereo.
Yeah.
So now it's even slower and more fucked up, and motherfucker. I put down about a half hour of it, and I was like, fuck it, I can't do anymore, and I killed it. And then the audio was fucked up on it. Like, there was shit panned. Like, I turned into fucking Phil Spector while I'm doing a commentary over the top of fucking Beastmaster. Jesus Christ. Ego. That's what it is, liquid ego, that yeah. Shit. I'm like, no, seriously, we're going to make this so much better. I'm going to pan you left, I'm going to pan you right, and I'll be in the middle. I'm Mama Bear. Fucking do it, dudes.
I was bummed only because I kind of wanted to watch Beastmaster.
Well, that's a thing.
But I couldn't make it, but it really is a pretty shitty movie.
And you know what the other thing about it? It literally, if you start the movie on a Tuesday and you just let it run normal time, you by fucking Saturday you're done with the fucking thing. It's long as a long. That's what the beast is in that movie.
Does it have a lot of like
titties?
Not
enough.
Like really crappy special effects, like Clash of the Titans style. I don't think it does.
No, they kind of played a little bit more like with the camera angles and shit like
that. I love those guys that they.
Oh, the bird
wrap
dudes?
Around and they suck all your juices out and the bones drop.
The hugging, the skin
like,
hugging birds.
Yeah, give me a hug.
And they'd barf that shit on and liquefy them and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. But anyway, I don't know. That's never going to fucking see the light of day because it is just shit.
Well, we'll have to pick another. Maybe we can pick another movie and give it a try again.
No, I would love to. You know, another thing is we're not going to get fucking shit face before we watch it. It was like, hey, let's do a project. Okay, and let's have some beers. No, it turned into let's get fucked up and watch Beastmaster and try to outdo each other every fucking word. No, that's bad. And Chris is just like, kah, 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 just like, funniest. There's some funny shit on there. Maybe we'll play a little bit, you know.
Yeah, maybe you can get some like sound bites out of it that it would be funny.
But it would be a lot better if we just had a fucking brain on us and it wasn't in in the drunk tank.
Because it would be cool if we could produce one that was good and then people could watch the movie along with it.
Yeah, like that was
the
plan.
Like the Wizard of Oz Dark Side of the Moon style thing. Like you like press play now. And then
that's what we did. We had a countdown. Okay, and press play.
I love it.
It was ridiculous. It was complete shit.
I like it.
I mean I shit my bed and been happier. I had another thing I wanted to talk about. Oh yeah, there's stand up. We haven't done any fucking stand up because Patrick he's got some shit he's dealing with, and we're gonna wait on that. So
plus, I am an idiot.
It is a carrot in front of a carrot right now.
Way harder than I just can't come up with anything that I think is funny.
See, I'm in the same boat. I keep trying to think of shit, but that and I kind of don't care about it.
I know, me neither.
I mean, we should do is put $20 each on it. And then I give a fucking shit. I need $20 real quick. Movie Madness real quick. Real fucking fast.
The light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. And you have burned so very, very brightly, Roy. Look at you.
That's a giveaway.
You're the prodigal son.
What the hell?
Does it sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Yeah, it should. It's a good one.
But I'm totally stumped.
So the stand-up shit. I also want to wait for Patrick. I want to do the whole thing. I want it to be fun. And fuck it, you know, if there's a paycheck attached to it, I'd be on it.
Yeah.
I'd work on it. But I'd rather have it be nice and fun.
Yeah,
and
me too.
All that shit, so...
I haven't put very much pressure on myself, really, to do anything.
See, that's
too,
what that $20 would fucking bite you in your ass, or fucking come up and get me. So
I know that you said that you had a question of the day. Maybe throw that out there, and we could talk about it after the break.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So I was thinking of a question. Actually, Colorado Kenny called me, and he came up with an idea that he's been into writing postcards, because we've talked about on the show, we're getting postcards from him. So once a week, he said he's going to try and send us a postcard with an idea, like a topic idea on it. And I was like, fuck yeah, do
it. That's awesome.
That'd be good.
And it's fun to get postcards.
It is. And he sent an awesome one.
It's right there. Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill's Wild West. I think we talked about this on the last show. It says, this is like a pretty typical day in Big D, but more douchebags. Colorado Kenny. So I was thinking of a question of the day. And we'll pose this, and then we'll, there's some calls I want to play.
Yeah.
That some people have called in, and the question today is, what was your first show? Your concert, or your first show?
All right.
And the first concert, like, one that you kind of didn't have a choice, but you went to.
Right.
And then your first show.
That
like,
you
go to,
went
Man, I can't
to,
wait to go see. And this is going to date my ass.
June's old.
Like, oh my God, you actually, I saw Jesus turn water into wine.
That was my first concert, was Jesus.
Okay, let me, you want to do one more movie, Madison,
sure.
And we'll do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Why can I not get this? Everything is like.
Do you want it again, or are you?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you about my mother.
All right. I have some fun facts on the movie, actually, too, that were sent. Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Hoffman was the original choice to play the main character, although he wondered why he was asked to play the macho character. According to director, Hoffman was interested but wanted to make it a whole different kind of character. According to Paul Simon, I have no idea. I don't think it's the same Paul Simon thing. Apart from Hoffman, other actors considered for the role included Tommy Lee Jones, Gene Hackman, Sean Connery, Jack Nicholson, Paul Newman, Clint Eastwood, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Al Pacino, Burt Reynolds. When you hear the movie.
I like that Burt Reynolds just made you crack up.
William Dafoe, Scott Glenn, Robert Duvall.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
Peter Falk, Nick Nolte. I don't know. He might have done a good job. I doubt it. Fuck it. So we put up our hotline, which is 503-928-7751. You call, leave a message, and there's a chance you'll be put on the show. Although you mentioned that you're fucking calling the Hideous Creature Show and not just stroking yourself off. Because we got some people calling and they just want to hear their own voice, and you fuckers can eat a bag of dicks. Call, leave
we
messages, but definitely have a big helping of dick before you do it. So one was roommate Bob called last night, and I think I was asleep. This is at three. No, wait, this is some other time where he had an idea for the show.
Hi, June. This is Bob. So we're at the Jade Lounge, and our new topic of discussion is. Women's hair girth.
Girth?
Hair girth. Women's hair girth.
So talking about girthiness, what we need is a girth testing system.
I don't know.
So
he's
once
loving
you actually get the girth of the hair, what kind of shape can you make it into?
Like a B-52
like
type of thing?
Like a bouffant or something?
I think we've found a new fetish.
Hair girth.
You can sculpt it. Into a nice big cock.
A cock head.
A cock hair.
Dot.
Ellipsis. Dot. I don't know.
Dot.
When he first said hair girth, I thought he was talking about pubes, maybe.
Who knows? Don't put it past Bob to think of anything not fucked up But the hair girth is yeah. I could see a some sort of fetish coming off of fucked up hair.
Yeah.
Well, see, we defining fetish versus fantasy. Like seeing Kate, what's her fuck, from the B-52s back in the 70s and shit, I immediately was like...
Yeah, she was awesome.
...chubbing up. But, you know, that's fantasy.
Yeah.
Where I saw, there it doesn't was happen this, with every time I have hair like that.
Fashion show thing, like a hair fashion show, and people took women's hair and sculpted it into, like, antlers with, like, a deer...
Okay, so this does happen.
Yeah, I mean, and there was one that...
Wigstock. Like, or is that... No, those are wigs, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah, when it was real hair and they made it into like a beagle, like a fucking dog, and they're...
Snoopy?
It was crazy.
So that could be a fetish, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, good one, Bob. We'll consider that. The other one is from our good friend, the Dragon Slayer, which has a fetish...
The Dragon Slayer might be our mascot.
I think
of the show.
I think that the Dragon Slayer has a love affair for our producer Mingus.
I think so too.
Our fake producer. Well, this is fake radio. I need to incorporate that into the intro to the show. Our fake radio show. Hey, Jenny.
Yeah.
Do you want to come over on Saturday and play fake radio?
Okay. I'll bring my tea set.
Can you bring some news?
I'll bring some news.
I'll bring some beers.
June, this is Kale at Redside Partners. I am calling because of Robert.
That's not the right one. Where the fuck is it?
June, hi. This is the sex hotline that you called. Your credit card was denied, sir.
That's actually something I got to do today. It's a reference. A reference to dinosaurs.
Yeah, Mingus, I'm dancing at our favorite men's club, MC Hammer Pants. Yes, come get into my pants. Hammer time, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Hammer time! Hammer time! Hammer time!
Oh, yeah. I love you, Mingus.
I've held the phone up to Mingus's head before, and he doesn't respond. I think he doesn't understand. He's just too vain.
He's like, yeah, I know how awesome I am.
I think the Dragon Slayer left another one. I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, Mingus. Well, I remember the times we've had. The times that make
He's trying to do a Sean Connery.
But I wonder.
Well, he's doing. I'm in there.
Where have you been hiding, you rogue? You rogue scoundrel. You've been out playing and flirting, haven't you? Well, I too have flirted and played myself. You see, being a dragon slayer from the 16th century, I have a lot of options. You know why. So see, Mingus, to it that you called
me. He doesn't ever answer why.
For I'm missing your.
I think he goes like when his diatribes start. He just like kind of goes. I think he really is there.
He likes to hear his own voice just like we do.
No, yeah, exactly.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, there's no
Dragon Slayer.
Thank you, Dragon Slayer. I don't think there's any differentiation between or difference between him and us.
We're all one.
I know, Jenny and I think just start the show and just talk.
I just like to have my headphones on and talk to June about whatever.
And you were saying that it's a cure. It's a your hangover cure.
It is. No matter how shitty I feel when I get here, I mean, I've yet to have a beer today, but I feel a million times better than I did this morning wallowing in my own filth on my couch.
Yeah, what would we call it? Your sty?
Yeah. I was like oinking around just in like a pile of my own spit.
I thought of an idea. We should do a show with just the sound bites. I mean, not just the sound bites, but bring the sound bites back from our show. And then when we first started the Hideous Creature show, I had no idea what I was doing. I still don't. And I went and made a soundboard thinking that we would want sound bites
like,
playing fake radio.
Boing, boing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All that shit. So
we used them for a while. Yeah. I mean, they were, it just kind of was phased out like so many other things that we've done that didn't really go the way we wanted.
That and we have the ADHD radio, right?
Right.
ADHD fake radio.
Yeah.
Let's do one. We'll do one more. Movie Madness, and then we're going to take a fake break.
Sounds good.
And we'll be back.
Nothing is worse than having an itch you can never scratch.
That's a good one. So anyway, this is the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on the internet. You Google, just Google Hideous Creature Show, and it'll pop up with a bunch of shit. There's
our
Twitter,
Facebook. Our actual website will come up.
You can find us on iTunes, which if you want to subscribe to the show, do it via that and leave us a review or a message or whatever the fuck you want to do.
It's really easy. I finally went and downloaded all of our shows.
Oh, you did?
I'd just been going through the website to listen to them, but I went and subscribed to myself because that's what I like to do. And
a little ego booster and a little reality check.
Yeah. I was like, what should I subscribe to? Oh, wait, me.
Me. Hello, me.
Hello, me. I love to listen to me.
You can also go to our website and look at the shows there. There's stuff on our website, too. There's photos, stuff. There's a forum. It's not really a forum. I don't know what the fuck it is. Just if you want to leave us a message, a text type of thing there, and we can retort to it and have other people retort to it. There's Lies, Default Song, Wonder, like Death Shit. Any ideas also that you have in the show that you don't want to call
or
in.
Or questions that you want to know about us.
Yeah, there's your ego again. Mm-hmm. Or question, fuck it. Give me a question that I can't figure out. I'll give you an answer. Our number is 5. Why do I point to it?
I don't know. I like that you do, though.
I think it's to remind myself. It's 503-928-7751. That's our...
June actually has the number written on a chalkboard because he can't remember the number.
I just don't. It's also my phone, too.
Yeah.
So it's... and I won't call you back, although I caught the Dragon Slayer calling the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
He's elusive.
I go, hello? And he goes, I just wanted to leave a message. I was like, oh, okay. Here. And I hung up because I was waiting to hear back from the Heater people. But fuck it. Anyway.
You caught him off guard.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he has some Buffalo Bill type of thing where he's got his dick tucked up there and he's dancing around.
Yeah.
And then, blew the steam off of that. But this is the Hideous Creature Show. And this is a last little movie, Madness. I'm trying to find where the thing is. Okay. Wait, that's not right. Anyway, we're going to take
like
a break.
I feel like an idiot that I can't get it.
You'll get it. It's fine.
I'll never get it.
Where the fuck is it? Okay, hold on. Here it is.
That was irrational of you, not to mention unsportsmanlike.
We'll be back after fake break.
A friend of mine with a pickup truck said he'd help me move. What a stroke of luck. Help me move a few boxes of paperback books and little things like that. Couch, table, kitchenware, bath, mattress, easy chair, a flea market carpet, and my cross-eyed cat. Upstairs, downstairs, tons of fun. We were mighty tired by the time we were done. I said, thank you, kindly friend, and allow me to buy you a beer.
A true friend is a man with love in his heart and a kitchen table on his back. Somebody who'll help you move. A friend like that deserves a nice cold beer. A beer brewed with naturally perfect artesian brewing water. An Olympia beer.
We are back from fake break. And that little gem I just... found online I just googled I forgot what I put. Okay, so nothing. We got it's a great movie. It's good stuff.
I hope I've seen it.
You've totally seen it.
Okay,
if you haven't, then every dude you've ever dated is
an idiot,
has run down the complete dialogue for the whole movie.
Oh, okay.
So Jenny was telling me that yesterday her and her boyfriend BT were watching The Soup and found this really funny video.
It's awful. I don't know if it's funny or just fucking wrong.
It's really fucked up, and I'm going to post a link to it. I don't think I can actually post the video to our website, but...
it took us a long time to find it, so...
Yeah, on our website there's a thing that has a whole category of links. And you can jump on there. But this is extremely Bad Wolf and Little Miss Perfect. Do you want to?
There's a show called Little Miss Perfect, which is where like crazy fat mothers live vicariously through their young daughters and make them do pageants where they wear like, you know, they get spray tanned and wear gowns and have to do. It's like a fucking beauty pageant for children and it's disgusting. And this little girl's dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood doing her little dance. And then I'm assuming it's a man comes out dressed as the Big Bad Wolf. And she's like fake fighting with the wolf. But at one point, she straddles the wolf. It's so wrong.
I don't even know if the audio is going to come through right for this.
I don't think we should play it.
Yeah,
because it's just going to be the stupid song.
It took us a long fucking time to find it. But I just don't think it's going to come off funny as audio.
All I have to say is if you put your kids in pageants,
fuck
you.
Off.
It's horrible.
It's so
what a horrible thing
bad.
To put into a little tiny girl's mind that they wear like fake teeth and stuff because, you know, little kids, when they go through their awkward phase, your teeth are all jacked up. They're not going to be straight. Your two front teeth are probably huge compared to the rest of your teeth. So they make them wear fake teeth. I mean, they wear fake eyelashes. They have to do swimsuit competitions, and it's mostly like fat mothers and gay men.
Swimsuit competitions for a child?
It's
so a little too risque.
It's so sick.
It's risque. It's fucking. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And you know you're living like. Ugh. I think you have like life blinders on if you're doing that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like you're so focused on one thing that you don't really see.
I've watched a couple
the
documentaries
fuck's going
about
on in your stupid fucking life where you should just.
Yeah.
You know what? You should just suffocate yourself.
People spend like thousands and thousands of dollars on these gowns for these little girls, and like,
I don't even want to put down the beefcake for a fucking wedding dress or a wedding ring, let alone like
a little baby dress that they'll grow out of, and yeah,
in like a year. I wonder if the women actually.
Crazy.
I wonder if they stunt the kids' growth.
So they have to sleep in a box like a veal, like a little cow,
like the way the geishas did it with their feet. You know, like,
yeah,
put them into like just like a vice.
Yeah. Stay small.
You're my little doll.
Yeah, and it's just, it's just like, don't get too fat on the pageant circuit.
Could you imagine having that kind of, that input as a child and then growing up? I mean, hope to God your friends have a sense of humor and can like, or are smart enough to talk you into like being a productive individual when you fucking grow up.
Well, and most of them are just spoiled little brats because they're treated like princesses and... I mean, literally treated like princesses, you know? It's awful.
Fuck off. And my cross-eyed cat. That's a bad...
My cross-eyed cat.
He sounds like the guy... If we were talking about it on the front porch during Fake Break, but there was a song on The Hobbit, that animator that did... That was... Just died or whatever?
Ralph Bakshi. I don't know why we started talking about Ralph Bakshi. But...
The greatest adventure is ours once more.
And then South Park took it for
the
Lemmy Winks.
Lemmy Winks. And now it's, and my cross-eyed cat.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
When horny dudes try to fuck you by moving your shit, you should give them beer.
Give them Olympia.
Dudes are fucking stupid. And motivated to fuck, so watch out, ladies. Let's do news.
All right, I've got some good news today. So this one, people probably, if you live in Portland, you probably already heard of this. It just happened. Man dies after setting himself on fire outside fur store. This is really real. A man set himself on fire after pouring gasoline on himself outside Nicholas Unger Furs on 12th and Yamhill. That's downtown Southwest.
Right by the library.
Yeah, right by the public library. Wednesday morning, before police used a fire extinguisher to put out the flames, he later died from the injuries at the hospital. The man was identified as 26-year-old Daniel Shaw from Kansas, according to the It was not immediately clear whether Shaw was protesting against the store, which has had problems with animal rights activists in the past. But witnesses say that he was screaming about the treatment of animals. There are animals dying! Animals dying! Witness said Shaw was screaming as flames engulfed his body and shot above his head. He tried to run into the building, said Mike Chima, who owns a food cart. The door was locked and he couldn't get in. He came out screaming, "The world is ending. Animals dying." I looked over, flames burning. I thought he was crazy. It was traumatizing.
Thought he was crazy.
It was horrible. Yeah.
I think when you're on fire, you're immediately crazy.
Yeah. Bingo. I saw a guy that was running around with his arms waving, and he was completely on fire, said Julie Size, who was walking to a dentist appointment at the time. He was just screaming and asking for help. Witnesses gave different accounts of the path Shaw took while he was on fire. The fire blackened the sidewalk, and charred remains were scattered around the area, including what appeared to be a footprint.
Yes.
Which, yeah, June actually...
I'll tell the story.
Yeah. Shaw was taken to Legacy Emmanuel. He later died. No one at Nicholas Unger Furs wanted to comment on the incident. I mean, what did this guy think? I mean, he had to have known he was going to die, right? I mean...
I don't think he was thinking. I think that a lot of dumb people, which I think if you light yourself on fire, you kind of... equate yourself with being fucking stupid.
Like, what do you think you're going to achieve by... Is the store going to go out a bit? Are they going to shut down?
Well,
are they going to... I mean...
Well, the thing is if you're dumb enough to set yourself on fire...
You probably
If you're making a point... I mean, if you're trying to make a point, I don't think he wants to be a martyr. Or he thinks he's going to be a martyr. I think that he just underestimated the flammability
power of the flames.
Is that a word, flammability?
Yeah, I think so.
That of fucking gas or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
he
doused
himself
in gasoline.
So
first,
I
mean, it's not like he just lit the corner of his hoodie and was like, maybe I'll go up in flames.
Right.
I mean,
the thing is, it's like you run around, you're creating oxygen, which is going to feed the fire. Also, honest to God. Fuck it, you're standing up. Fire goes up. If you start the fire at your feet, it's going to go the fuck up your body.
Yeah.
And I just think that maybe he might have been trying to fucking, hey, bro, yeah? Let's smoke some reefer. I'm going to light my fucking
hoodie.
I want to
make a statement.
Fire. Really? Because of the place that's selling animal furs?
Yeah.
That's worth your fucking life?
Yeah, I mean...
Seriously. Let alone...
I mean, I'm against fur, too, but...
Yeah, but about a different fucking way. There's people on both sides that are dicks. And
yeah,
I don't
want to
be involved with any of them, especially if they're on fucking fire.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, so tell what you heard.
Right before we did the Beastmaster show, we met up at the Clinton Street, Portland, Oregon. And we met with a couple people, and we were just, you know, having beer talks and stuff. And one of the wives of the people that were there was telling the story about this whole incident. And she worked right next to the fucking place where the dude went up. And afterwards went down, and they were saying the charred remains were his fucking melted shoes on the sidewalk. Fire is fucking hot, people.
Yeah.
And, you know, making a point, and you know what, there's some people do graffiti. Graffiti sucks unless you have, like, you're good at it.
Yeah.
But lighting yourself on fire, come on. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I'm not lighting myself on fire.
Get a sign and do a chant that says, hell no, we won't go, whatever.
Or, you know, or get a fucking degree in something.
Yeah.
And do something productive. Like dying, how old was the fucking guy?
26, I think.
26. Sweet 26.
26 from Kansas.
I feel sorry for his fucking parents.
Seriously. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about
that. From Kansas, too. They're like, get part in the knee.
What happened to your son? Oh,
he's way more flammable than he should have been.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway. another story is that we just learned is that, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a fucked up thing that happened that's not the fault of the person that was trying to help. But
yeah,
book it.
Okay. Alleged burglar.
Do I take this shit too seriously? Because
no.
It should be funny.
Well, I mean, it is. Well, this story that I'm about to read
will be
funny.
Like some fucking cunt moron.
But that wasn't.
Gets it in his stupid head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how we could really make light of that.
No pun intended, right?
yeah, because that totally went over my head.
Waka waka.
Okay. This one's good. Alleged burglar showers, cuts hair, fries chicken. Easton, Pennsylvania.
Okay, wait. Alleged. I want to try and guess where this is going. Alleged burglar.
Showers, cuts hair, fries chicken.
My shit's clean. See, that is the reverse that I would have done it. I would have fried some chicken, cut my hair, and get all that chicken and hair off of my body and jumped in the shower.
Well, maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know what order he did it in. An Eastern Pennsylvania man was charged after he allegedly broke into a home, cut his hair, and prepared fried chicken before being discovered. The man was charged with breaking into the home in Easton, about 50 miles north of Philadelphia. According to court documents, the homeowner returned home Sunday to discover him watching TV and cooking chicken. Authorities said the man threw a rock through a front door window to get inside and appeared to have rummaged through every room in the house. He also took a shower. The man faces burglary, criminal trespassing, and other charges. It doesn't say if he actually stole anything other than chicken.
He's crazy.
Can you imagine if you came, like, you know, it didn't sound like he was, like, going to harm the guy. He just comes in and he's like, hey, dude, what's up?
What state did they find this in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, so it could have been in, like, an Amish community. Right? It could have been.
Like, yeah.
That's why I didn't shoot him on site.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, just making some chicken. You want some?
Yeah, you think you're in the city of brotherly love and some fuck does that and they're not fucking dead?
I would freak out. I would freak out if I came home and somebody's in my house, but...
I would... This would be the best way... The best reason to have multi-personalities is that you have, like, some weird thing set off in your way back of your brain that if anybody breaks in my house, you just turn into a rapist. And then that dude's never going to do it again.
No. Well, he was probably a homeless guy because he cut his hair, he ate, and he showered.
You know what? It sounds like he was a time traveler.
Time traveler's wife.
That fucking turd. You know what? We should have to force ourselves to watch that
God.
Thing. I'd rather fucking put a thermometer in my urethra and just bust it into like 1,000 parts and watch that thing.
That sounds
But no,
horrible.
Seriously, it sounds like he's a time traveler. Maybe he was here to save us from 2012.
He can't predict where he's going to...
Did he look Mayan?
He can't predict where he's going to turn up. Quantum leap. He doesn't know.
Where's Siggy? Okay, wait. Let's do a movie, Matt.
Okay.
I teeter on crazy and sensible. Which is a fine line. And if somebody was in my house, I'd have to just kind of assume that they were a friend of a roommate. But
right.
If I was living alone and I looked over and some motherfucker is sitting in there making chicken and it smelled good.
Maybe you make a new friend.
Maybe it's time to make a new friend.
And eat some chicken.
And really,
I wonder
that's
if he
how you cut your hair? Because I need to touch that shit up.
I wonder if he brought his own chicken.
Did you change the toilet paper roll after you were done?
Yeah.
I like it over, not under.
Yeah. Duh.
Grow up, time traveler. What year are you from? What if he's a What if he was a time traveler from like
Dragon? He's probably 2006.
He fucked
up. He's like,
up.
I'm gonna check out what's happening in 2010.
He fucked up the dial. Just went to crappy old 2010.
What seems to be the problem? Death.
I have no clue.
It's getting deep here.
I have no idea.
The movie gets a little deep.
I am an
idiot. Do you
want
to hear it again?
Yeah.
What seems to be the problem? Death.
Okay. Man accused of spraying protesters with fox urine. So Portland, Maine. A 36-year-old Maine man facing assault charges after allegedly spraying fox urine on protesters and a police officer outside a Portland restaurant. Police say the man was arrested Sunday night after spraying a group outside the Front Room restaurant protesting what they call labor violations. Police said the suspect lives in an apartment above the restaurant but does not work there. Smith told the Portland Daily Sun that Murphy might have been reacting to the protests that have been taking place outside his restaurant. Fun fact, this is my favorite part of the story. Fox urine is commonly used as a repellent to keep animals out of people's gardens. Hmm. Who knew?
Hey.
Where'd the fucking guy get fox urine? Like, where do you buy fox urine?
You have to be a sweet talker with some foxes. Yeah.
I was trying to think of a witty name for a store for fox urine.
I like that you tried.
But I couldn't come up with it.
Kudos. That is some shenanigans, though.
Yeah.
Because that shit, like, seriously, fox urine.
I bet it's so stinky.
Well, you know, me as an alchemist, I would try to come up with my own kind of fucked up concoction. Like, you know what's even worse
part
than fox?
Fox urine.
No, hey, guess what? You're trying to sell me fox pee? You're on the black market. I got, like, some big glasses on, dressed like Jackie O, trying to be inconspicuous. You know? I'm like, what do you got that I can really, you know?
Really douse somebody
I gotta
with.
I got to get these fuckers out of my garden. And by my garden, I mean out of fucking America. Well, we got fox urine.
How's it smell? How's that work?
Is it good? Do you have like a 1 to 10 type of thing? And I wanted to bring that, like some sort of color chart.
No, it's like the pain chart they show you at the doctor. Like, not so bad, kind of bad, kind of pretty bad.
Pretty spooky.
The sad face with the tears.
So how much is it going to cost me for some, you know, fox urine? Well, we got one of these little vials, you know, like those tester vials that you get
yeah,
from like perfume.
Aroma, yeah, aromatherapy or whatever.
How much is that? It's $3,000.
Yeah.
Really? For that's fox urine?
Concentrated.
I'd think that fox urine would be a little less, I think it'd be a little more inexpensive.
Well, foxes just don't grow on trees.
No. This is A-list of fox
piss.
This is
the good shit.
Seriously.
This was from a red-tailed
fox.
Well,
in my head, I was here to buy, like, I brought this 32 jug of Jolt.
I bought a big gulp. I wanted to really fill it up.
I was thinking you and your fox buddies could, you know, piss this thing half full, and then I'd be on my way. No, it's $3,000.
A little dabble do ya.
Fuck you. I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat asparagus. I am going to, like, shove Pop Rocks up my ass. And I'm going to piss and try to make up my own concoction. Not only, I mean, like, there's all kinds of stinky stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how you can thwart people with just telling them to get the fuck away from me because I'm crazy.
You don't even have to. You could light yourself on fire, for instance.
Beat them with a burning shoe.
Yeah, that would get the protesters away.
Did you see that? What? It's fox urine.
Do you hear that?
And you know what? Fuck you. If it's $3,000 for one of those little shitty vials, I'm not only going to put it on you, I'm going to fucking put it in your mouth.
Be like,
smash it in your mouth.
Taste this. Tastes like strawberries. You lied. It's fox urine.
I go, do you like old Coke or new Coke? They're like, what? Really? I go, you have to taste it because you won't believe the difference. I got a little cart set up and shit. The guy's like, oh,
First, we're going to blindfold you.
He's like, all right, okay.
Take the Pepsi challenge.
He like takes a swig of it. It's fox urine. Fuck you, dick face. Snap, motherfucker.
Can you tell the difference between possum urine and fox urine? Take our urine challenge. Okay. this one's pretty funny. Man poses as cop, interferes in sex sting. This is Detroit. A 51-year-old Detroit man was arrested for impersonating an officer after police said he interfered with a prostitution sting.
Okay, wait. So the guy's a cop.
He's not a cop.
He's not a cop, but he's like a vigilante?
No, he's just a regular dude impersonating a cop. So, okay.
So he's a vigilante.
Okay. He's a vigilante. Okay. Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon, which is like my favorite name of ever, said in a release Wednesday that the man pulled alongside an undercover female officer dressed as a prostitute, flashed a badge, and yelled, "Get off the street!" That's what he did.
I wonder if this happens a lot with the cops. Like, there's like that guy, misinformation, and all of a sudden you're trying to bust prostitutes, but all they are is undercover cops.
You're right. He is a vigilante. He thought that he could do some vigilante justice on the hookers and get them off the street.
Well, I don't blame him. I mean, having your I was going to say your area littered with prostitutes is bad, but that's kind of good. Having your
at least he didn't
stoop. You got fucking hookers sitting on that shit.
He didn't dump fox urine.
He should have.
He could have. Another man who believed he was speaking with a prostitute drove away. Napoleon said the suspect continued to follow his deputy, but sped off. And when she told him she was an officer, he was stopped and arrested He had a loaded gun and a Detroit police badge, hat, and other clothing with police logos in his pickup. He was probably going around just fucking wreaking havoc, pretending to be a cop.
Well, who the fuck knows what other kind of shit that dude did?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a multi-personality and he's a good guy on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Sometimes
and
he's a
bad
chef.
Guy on Wednesday and Friday. And on weekends, I'm just, you know, run-of-the-mill dude playing Halo.
Yeah, I just coach a little league softball team, and on the weekends I'm a cop.
I coach
and I bust prostitutes. Oh my god! Okay, this is the one that
that you think is gonna piss me off.
Yeah.
Can I? Okay, wait. So it's gonna.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, wait. Well, movie manager.
Okay.
I can't wait to be pissed.
They built in a fail-safe device.
Which is what?
For your lifespan.
That's kind of got to give it away.
For your lifespan.
They built in a fail-safe device.
Which is what?
For your lifespan.
I was thinking as far as like you, me, and Patrick, movies are that's our thing. We all love movies.
Yeah.
We all love movies and shit and. I would say the dichotomy, there's something that we all have in common. And I mean, besides not being douchebags, that bad of douchebags, then, yeah, we got that.
Okay, so here's this. Human bed warmers at Holiday Inn.
I've read it.
You have?
Yeah.
It is fucking
I read this one.
Ridiculous.
It's,
I was sure you mad.
Go into it.
International hotel chain Holiday Inn is offering a trial human bedwarming service at 3 hotels in Britain this month. If requested, a willing staff member at 2 of the chain's London hotels and one in the north, wherever, who cares, will dress in all-in-one fleece sleeper suits.
Jam jams.
Before slipping between the sheets. The new Holiday Inn bedwarmer service is a bit like having a giant hot water bottle in your bed.
Well, you know, it'd be better if the bedwarmer was still there when you got there. Like after a night of drinking, oh shit.
Oh my God.
Terry Garr's in my bed, 1986 Terry Garr. Oh my God.
The bed warmer is equipped with a thermometer to measure the bed's required temperature of 68 degrees. Holiday Inn said the warmer would be fully dressed and leave the bed before the guest occupied it. They could not confirm if the warmer would shower first, but said that hair would be covered.
That's just not confirmed.
We're not quite sure if it'll be clean, but your bed will be
thank
warm.
Thank God Monk isn't there, right? You ever watch that show, The Monk?
No, I've never seen it.
He's a hypochondriac.
Florence Evis, Holiday Inn spokeswoman, said the innovative bedwarming method was like a response to Britain's recent cold weather and marked the launch of 3,200 new Holiday Inns worldwide. She could not explain why the beds were not being warmed by hot water bottles or electric blankets, but admitted the human method was quirky.
Quirky? That you know what? This could be a fetish.
Maybe.
So you get in the bed, and you're just knowing that a human body was there.
I mean,
could get your shit ready to go, right? Prep shit.
That's so weird to me that you really are that fucking spoiled that you can't warm up your own bed.
Do you think you're oblivious to the fact of, I mean, because we live in America, we're pretty
spoiled,
silver spoon fed.
Totally.
Do you think that, of course, we know that there's tons of stuff that we take for granted.
Absolutely.
Like knowing that, hey, I'm hungry. Well, I have to go to the market and buy something to eat.
Yeah.
Let alone, I don't even have to know how to cook to get food in this country.
Stuff is made for that a chimp could cook it and prepare it.
Right.
Convenience.
And you don't even need to cook it. You could go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And get like a turd for like 89 cents.
Yeah.
The dollar menu or the border menu.
Have you seen the stupid commercials now? The Taco Bell diet. Do we talk about this?
I don't want to talk about it because
it's so. Then they're like results. Results are not typical. It's like really.
Results are not typical.
Are they not typical? Fucking fat ass.
It's like. It's like trying to figure out how to work your VCR, but you read Reader's Digest instead.
Like, I'm going to get skinny by eating Taco Bell.
Like, I need to get smart. What are you going to do? I'm going to read about Bigfoot. and his love romance with Heidi.
I want to learn
his
to
Switzerland
cook.
Romance with Heidi.
I want to learn to cook. What are you going to do? Go on a jog.
I'm going to cook tater tots. You know what? Check this out. I consider myself a chef. I take tater tots and I put cheese on them.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And you know what? Oh, it's delectable. It's good. And then I watch House. Fuck you.
That's a show that I've never seen either. But there's so many fucking shows.
I've never seen it either. You know what? I don't even like to see it prompted. Like what I'm gonna, seriously, what's on the next show? You know, like you know.
He's a quirky doctor.
He is a crazy dude. He's complex.
Oh my god.
Fuck you.
He can fly off the handle.
He's
so stupid.
He's a juggernaut of facts.
Who are these? It's just like people will just watch whatever is put in front of them on prime time.
Well, we know
it doesn't
that.
Matter what it is.
They'll fall
in love with the characters.
I fall into the same category. What's even more fucked up is I like Cartman from South Park, but that's not even real. Yet I wait. What's Cartman gonna do?
What's he gonna do? He's crazy.
There is some shenanigans. Let's see.
But that is quality programming, though. I mean,
no, it's not.
Well, it's funny. it's not Grey's Anatomy.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's true. There you go. That's true. Different strokes for different folks. All right. This is my last news story. I thought that this was funny. Wisconsin man cited for rocking out, in quotes, to John Denver.
Okay, now I'm mad.
Police responding to a complaint of loud noise cited a Fond du Lac. It's Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it.
I'm not sure what a Fond du Lac is.
I don't either. It sounds like fondling.
Fond du Lac.
It's F-O-N-D space D-U space L-A-C. Fond du Lac.
My dictionary is under. It's right over there under a bunch of other fucking books.
The police who responded to the man's apartment last week could hear Denver's music through the door. The officer pounded on the door, but the man didn't answer.
He was rocking out.
He was rocking Mountain High.
He was probably dressed up like, what's his name? Tom. He's got the glasses on, doing the skid with his socks. Doing the, what movie is that? Oh, fuck it. The Tom Cruise thing.
Oh, All the Right Moves?
I don't know.
He slides
the listeners
across
are
going to
be pissed right now that we can't fucking risky business.
Risky business.
Thank you.
When asked why he had the music so loud, the man said he was rocking out. Duh.
Shout at the scenery.
Shout at the mountain. The reporter newspaper in Fond du Lac reported that the 42-year-old was cited for unnecessarily loud noise. The ticket could result in a fine of about $210.
Ouch.
The late Denver is known for such hits as Rocky Mountain High and Take Me Home Country Roads.
There was a time, there's a restaurant.
I love John Denver.
There's a restaurant in Portland called the Montage. And we used to go there a lot when we were younger because
June and I went on our first date there.
Did we go there?
Yeah, that's where we went on our date.
Should we elaborate on the date before? Or let's say the
okay.
Our date. This is back in the
like 15 years
I think
ago.
Jean, I think this was right around the time that
Jimmy Carter was president.
Yeah, it was the Carter administration. but I was at we used to go to Montage all the time. It's a restaurant in Portland.
Cheap food.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheap beer.
Right. And because we were playing a lot of shows, we wouldn't get out after gear, you know, putting gear away and shit until, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. And we're like, where the fuck are we going to eat?
Yeah.
So we go down to Montage.
Yeah, they're open till what, like 5 a.m. or
something?
Like
that, right. Yeah. And you go down there at 3 in the morning and it was packed back then.
Yeah.
And they had music playing and Country Road came on. And that there was not a seat available in the house, and everybody's eating, and Country Road comes on, and the chorus comes on. Take me home,
yeah,
Country Road, to the place
I belong,
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, Country Road. And everybody in the house, everybody in that restaurant went in on the chorus.
They sang?
There wasn't anybody that didn't know the words to that song.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
And then everybody stops. Well, during the verse, God,
it's
and
like
eats.
In a fucking movie.
It was one of those movie
where
things.
Everybody knows the same song and the same dance. How fucking rad!
You say, "Hey, when you're a jet, you're a jet."
I always want that. I wish that would happen in my life. Everybody just stands up and like we're in Greece. Tell me more. And everybody knows the dance, and we, you know. That happens in my dreams.
But that was like one of my most favorite
That's
times.
Awesome.
In my life. And you know, we were drunk and on drugs probably, and.
What
hungry.
Did it start out like just a couple
no,
people
what,
seeing
no, what
or...
happened? Okay, what happens is we're all sitting down, everybody's seated, we're all eating the bread and the whatever macaroni and cheese, because I always get the mac and cheese there.
Yeah, that's I still to this day
I always get
that.
Spoiled.
I like just old mac.
Old mac's good. So,
good.
Everybody's sitting there and the verse starts and then it goes into the chorus and all of a sudden, everybody in the whole place starts on the chorus.
And it's a big, they can pack a fucking bunch of
it was,
people
it was
in
huge.
There.
It was huge. And it was so loud, the people singing, that you couldn't hear
the actual
the
song.
Actual, the house speakers.
That's awesome.
It was great. And then when it was over, it was like it didn't exist.
Everybody just like, eh, they
everybody
go
was,
back to.
Everybody was friends for a sec, I think. There was money borrowed.
That is
there was, you
killer.
Know, kids
I love it.
Were given to other parents. It was
people are kissing babies.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
It was one of the most magical times.
I laughed. I fire. Cried.
All right. Here's the last of the movie Madness.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
I know what it is.
You can totally wait. I'm gonna play one
Damn.
More real quick.
Those were a bunch of.
A new life awaits you in the off-world colonies. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Yeah, great movie. It still stands up. Blade Runner. Right.
It's so funny because actually when we were just on Fake Break, we were discussing movies that we could watch. And Blade Runner came into my head, maybe subconsciously because you'd been playing these clips. I had no fucking clue it was Blade Runner until just then. Have you retired a human by mistake? That's right. What gave it to me. But I was thinking about it and then I thought maybe Blade Runner would be too serious. Like we wouldn't be able to joke around enough about it because it's such a fucking good movie. Well, it's not Beastmaster where it's like... How fucking
campy.
Dumb is campy? Exactly.
Well,
damn, you stumped me on that one.
I didn't stump
real.
You.
That was awesome.
Thank you, listener X.
Fuck yeah, that was a great.
And there's
suggestion.
Some of the other information that he sent with it, which was towards the end of the principal photography. Wait. Towards the end of the principal photography, an incident occurred, which has become known as the T-shirt war. A majority of the crew didn't enjoy working on the film and didn't like working with Ridley Scott, who they considered to be cold and distant. It's hard for me to read this with the mic where it is. In an article in the British press, Scott commented that he preferred working with English crews because they, when he would ask them to do something, they would say, "Yes, Governor." Really? That's what you're going with? Yes, Governor.
Yes, Governor.
So this is like right after Marie Antoinette was beheaded.
Yes, Governor. I'd like a spot of tea, Governor.
But things were simple in America. Crews made up a supervisor of blah, blah, blah. Saw an article which was, again, it's hard for me to read this. Designated relationship he had printed with. So somebody is the crew had started a wearing T-shirt said, "Yes, Governor, my ass," on the front. Either Ridley Scott or the soar with the eagles when they fly with turkeys. I'd have no idea what that means. On the jacket, revealed that Ridley Scott in the closer collaboration had T-shirts made with the Exophia sucks on them. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that
means. But anyway,
means
it sounds like that the crew was like, fuck you, fuck face.
Yeah. I kind of imagine Ridley Scott being like really cold and really like unapproachable.
Yeah, the movie though sets in time. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
No offense.
God, it's such a good movie.
It's a great movie. So I was thinking we could go over, we talked about it before, the people that were going to be playing the Harrison Ford part.
Yeah. Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
I cannot even imagine
Tommy
that.
Lee Jones.
See, I can imagine that.
Gene Hackman?
No.
Sean Connery?
God, no. No. I don't. Oh, no.
Jack Nicholson?
And I don't think so, but
Paul Newman.
He is handsome.
I love Paul Newman.
I think Paul Newman might have been able to pull it off good.
Yeah. I don't.
Me no talk good.
Clint Eastwood.
Hmm.
See, I think he's too. I don't know. It's so weird because it already came out. We have it placed.
Yeah,
it's,
and
it's
Harrison Ford is it. I mean,
not
he
to
was
mention his
so
voice
good.
Is so. Sorry.
Yeah,
his voice is so prominent. It's just so. He's got one of those voices that just. Ooh, I bet that dude's creamed just having to record him. I'm trying to find a soundbite of him talking.
It's funny, like Harrison Ford has played such fucking iconic parts. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Han Solo, obviously.
Right.
I never really thought of Blade Runner, but that character is totally amazing.
Oh yeah.
You're reading a magazine, you come across a full page nude photo of a girl.
Is this testing whether I'm a replicant or a lesbian, Mr. Deckard?
Just answer the questions, please.
But his voice, he's got a good voice.
Oh, I loved her.
You know what? Instead of a haircut, I want my voice box changed. You know, I bet in the future you get your voice box changed.
Yeah, you go in and there's a menu of voices and you can
just
pick. I am
so going to build a time machine and go to like 2011 and have it done.
Yeah. Like 6 months from now, I'm going to time travel to like May.
Four months.
I'm going to time travel to Christmas and get it for you for Christmas.
I just snorted it. You kill me, Kaler.
So what's her face? Sean Young. Didn't she go fucking nutballs? Didn't she go crazy?
Well, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah,
we already did Asshole or Not
the,
off the cast of
She
Blade
came
Runner.
In dressed in the Catwoman suit and like was all
Cuckoo
fucking
Town.
Wackadoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the guy?
Hot as fuck.
What's the fucking guy that I. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. That character actor guy that was in a lot of the clips. Oh, and Rutger Howard.
Rutger Howard, yeah.
He's so good in that movie.
He's great.
That movie actually kind of, I mean, I saw it pretty young, and it scared me. Like when he puts the nail through his hand. And,
all right.
And, oh, I love Daryl Hannah when she reaches into the boiling water.
No, that was,
water and the
that
eggs.
Was the other guy. He was in Looker, which I want to watch again. I forgot what, he was the one that said, wake up, time to die. Which is the one Patrick was over here the other day hanging out, and we're just like, I was just throwing out movie quotes and stuff, and that, I got him with that, and he was like, "Wake up, it's time to die." He was like, "What is that from?" I can't.
Yeah, that was a good first
Leon.
One to start out with.
But so anyway, we've come to the end of another Hideous Creature Show, Jenny.
It was fun.
It was nice, just the two of us.
Yeah,
which is I think we did okay.
I think we did okay too.
It's good.
I had a good time.
I had a good time. Which is so basically we just sat around and I drank beer.
I drank Slurpee.
That's right, you got your 32-ounce.
If I'm hungover, it's the only thing
flavor.
I want is Slurpee.
So we come to the come to an end of the Hideous Creature Show. You can call us on our Hideous Creature hotline, which is 503-928-7751. And you can find us on the internet at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. That's our main page for our website, which has all kinds of like pictures. We have like a fake forum, which isn't really a forum. It's just you can leave messages there via typing, which is, I guess, text. You can.
There's all the crazy, dumb videos we talk about are on there.
All the videos that we talk about on there are on the show are on there. All the songs that we have playing out of the show are on there. Our outro songs, all of them are on there. They're hooked up to what's the fuck called? Amazon, so you can go buy the record. So buy that shit. Support your fucking local and your international musicians and shit. And you can do us on the tweet, the Twitter.
Twitter.
And Jenny always says,
I hate a tweet.
Jenny hates a tweet. But there's been some kind of stuff coming on the Twitter that's pretty rad. So we're going to keep it going.
You know what? I'm a fucking hypocrite because I've never had a Twitter account. So I can't really say. It's like saying that I hate Brussels sprouts when I've never eaten them.
You should charge Brussels sprouts. You know what? You just got to put a little salt on there.
Yeah.
Get a little salt on it. Boil them with some
salt. So I shouldn't say that I fucking hate it because I just hate like the whole celebrity tweet thing. Like, who cares what fucking...
You know, I would love to
Kim
do a
Kardashian ate for fucking lunch.
Right. I would love to do a celebrity tweet and like look at that shit, but there's other podcasts out there that do it and they do such a fucking great job at it. They should go with
it. Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, we missed the fucking hell out of you.
A lot.
And we will see you next week. We're going to do a podcast and Patrick's going to be back. And thank you for Robert Cannon coming on and, and saying hello. And thank you guys for listening. Check us out also on the Apple iTunes and leave us a rating or whatever the fuck they want. How come we don't know what the fuck's going on?
I don't know.
Because we are morons.
We are.
We just
like to play fake radio.
That's it. Thank you for listening to the Hideous Creature Show fake radio podcast. And if you want, tell a friend. Actually, tell a fucking friend.
Tell two.
If they have no way of getting a podcast, leave a message via our Facebook, which is hideouscreatureshow.com/facebook.com. And also, if you have a gig available, I don't give a fuck if it is in Portland. I love plugging Portland talent, but if it's anywhere in the fucking world and you want your shit plugged, just leave a message on our Facebook. Just jump on there and plop it down, and I'll write it down. And next show, we will have a whole segment of people that are playing somewhere or people that are doing whatever the fuck they're doing. They have an event. We'll fucking hit it and do it. Use it. We also, you can contact us via our website, and it's hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com, which there's a link on our website. Just email us. Boop. Right there. Fucking do it. Otherwise, we have HCS Portland, HCSPORTLAND@gmail.com for people that don't know how to spell hideous or creature, which I don't think I knew how to spell before we did the show. And we're going to be doing another show next week.
Yeah.
Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. This outro music is a band called Electric Six. If they're in your town, go check them out or Google them because their fucking videos are absolutely brilliant. Until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bouncy! The Hideous Creature Show.
You're right, that is Clash of Titans. Inverted.
And then not inverted.
Oh,
then,
but he spins around, though.
Oh, he's in there. He's in it to win it.
That's craftsmanship right there. I know, I'm getting
that's
guys.
A skilled shot. I like that shot.
And there's the zealots. No, seriously, there's zealots.
I know, I like how you introduce them as their proper title.
It's very Portland because they do have the white
it's
robes.
It's Portland, you fuck? Really? You're pulling that out of your ass?
Well, no. I happen to know a little thing or two about the Maharishi, and when he was here, and he had that. Everybody's walking around downtown with the red robes and shit.
And Uzis.